So today we're thinking about saints. And I found a poem that somebody has written, a chap called John Courts, as he remembers his first Sunday school teacher. I remember my first Sunday school teacher, and that was the minister's wife, Mrs. Way, and I can still hear her teaching us, dropping, 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 here the pennies fall. Everyone for Jesus, he shall have them all. I can hear her. She had a wicker basket, a Laura Ashley dress, and a bun. So perhaps you will recognise this in this poem. What was your Christian name? I can't remember. Perhaps I never knew. We children called you plain Miss Furness. Was I 9 or 10? You looked extremely old, but never ugly. You wore a weekly hat and never shouted. Your fingers used to shake a little, holding the Bible, tiny print in double columns, mapless, uncanny, pictureless, and marked, not to be taken away. Your knobbly knuckles puzzled me. Why so swollen? Bible stories I don't remember much, recalling chiefly details about yourself. You finished school at 12. Can this be right? And plaited straw for hats. Your pocket money came to tuppence weekly. This, divided into halfpence, you gave to God in 4 instalments. Once on Saturdays and thrice on sacred Sundays. This was impressive. Birthdays came and went. You used to give us a slab of solid golden toffee wrapped in thick, smooth paper. Sweets were rationed then. I calculated it must have cost you every single coupon. Amazing grace. I read my birthday card, glimpsing mysteries. The God you loved, given so gladly with the broken toffee. You wished me happiness. Your fingers trembled. I thought that was lovely. So I wonder who you think about when you think about the saints of God. We'll get to that in a bit. Where's Margaret? This lovely saint of God is going to read us our Bible reading. It's a very short one. It's from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Amen. Thank you, Margaret. So a saint is someone who lets the light shine through them, a bit like in a stained glass window. And I'm sure that you could all think of people who have done that for you. I think of my second Sunday school teacher. After Mrs. Way came Mrs. Throssell. You see, it's amazing who you remember, isn't it, from years gone by. Mrs. Throssell was amazing. And she led our youth group at church. And she was about 65 when she started leading the youth group. And nobody else would do it. And we were a bit of a naughty lot at the youth group. put their words. What do you mean? That's no surprise. Thank you, Anne. But for Mrs. Throstle, I heard you, there was no question that was too challenging or too outrageous. We would try and get her to be embarrassed by our outrageous teenage questions. Yes, but she just loved us. And there was nothing that was too difficult. And she just was like a swan, it seemed, and just took it all in. And she was a woman who loved people into the kingdom of God. And it was her that first suggested, do you realise that you're going to be a minister? And I went, don't be stupid. But she went, oh yes, you are. And it would blame her. It's all Mrs. Throstle's fault. And I also think of other people. A chap called Henry Nouwen, some of you may have heard of, a Dutch Catholic priest who was famed for his writings, a renowned Harvard and Yale professor who gave it all up to go be the chaplain of a home for people with learning difficulties. Beautiful writing. Another saint for me, my Auntie Evelyn, the only Christian member in my family, who was a Methodist through and through, and prayed for me every day and taught me hymn words from the cradle. I wonder who it would be for you. What about the person sitting next door to you now? You're all looking, hang on. Are we the sort of people that let the light of Christ shine through us? The Bible reading that Margaret read so beautifully is about the saints who've gone before. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, it started with. And now this was written to a group of Christians who were in the midst of persecution. And it's saying, hang on in there. It may be awful, but it will get better. And you'll notice that it starts with the word therefore. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses. I was taught at college, whenever you come across the words therefore, you should ask yourself, what is it there for? And the therefore bit relates to the previous chapter, chapter 11, which is all about one long list of saints who've gone before us. Heroes and heroines of the faith who stood as examples of firm, unshakable faith. It's a big list, and it starts off with, by faith, there's Abel and there's Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, Moses, Rahab, and they're all commended for their faith. And it says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, it's them that are the great crowd of witnesses. And whenever I hear that, that makes me smile, because this is what I imagine. I imagine that we're being shown a great stadium of spiritual athletes. And you know, in a stadium, you have those raised stands. And I can just imagine all these heroes of faith sitting there. And you've got your Jacob, and you've got your Joseph, and Abraham, and Sarah, and Moses, and giants of the faith. Enoch, whose simple life of walking with God marked him out as a spiritual athlete after God's heart. And we've got ordinary people, flawed people, like Rahab the prostitute, who's included in this list of spiritual giants, because in the jigsaw plan of God, she is included because he needed her to help the people of God. Imagine all of those people and more. They're in the stands and they're looking at us on the race of faith. And they're going, woohoo! I can imagine Colin's going to love this because this is so Colin. And they're cheering us on. Those spiritual giants. And I also like to think that those we know closer to home, my Auntie Evelyn, Mrs. Way, definitely Mrs. Throstle, they're there too with their pom-poms and their football rattles and, you know, those vuvuzela things you get at a World Cup. They're all there cheering us on and shouting our names. My Auntie Evelyn used to have this phrase, and she used to say, "Louise, my girl, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big God is." I like that. You'd have liked Auntie Evelyn. So Auntie Evelyn's there chanting that with the pom-poms alongside Rahab the prostitute and Moses and all of them. Isn't that an amazing image? That this hall of fame of heroes and heroines from the Bible and from our lives are cheering us on. The Bible talks as Christians being saints. Not just the ones who've died and gone before, but those who are still living. Those who've let the light of Christ shine through them. Those who have passed on the baton of faith because they lived it. And so my question to you today is a challenge to all of us. Who are you passing on the baton of faith to? Like those who have gone before us. Because each of us are challenged to do that at every age of our Christian life. Who are we passing that baton onto? And are we being saints? Someone who lets the light of Christ shine through us. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance, or hobble, or be pushed with perseverance, the race that has been marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.